You know, that was a former Syracuse Orange coach, in case you didn't know that.
Right.
Doug Marrone also coached the Buffalo Bills. This report brought to you by Dixie Supply. And we are looking forward now to talking to a member of the national championship football team. That would be the Crimson Tide of Alabama. And joining us now is Levi Wallace. Levi, thank you for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Tell us about the parade Saturday.
I actually wasn't able to make the parade. I was in Arizona training.
Now, all right, let's get to the big story here with you. There are three walk-ons that are in the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield, Luke Falk, and you. You were a walk-on, raised in Arizona. How did you wind up walking on at Alabama?
Well, it's a long story. Coming out of high school.
We have 10 minutes.
coming out of high school, my dad had gotten sick, but we weren't sure what was going on. So I had little schools looking at me, but I told him I really wasn't interested in playing football because I wanted to, you know, find out what was going to go on with him. And then the day before I came to Alabama, because I came to Alabama on his GI Bill, just able to go to school for free. And I was just, his main concern was getting an education. So about the day before he brought me down here, I found out he had ALS. So that was pretty tough to handle. Especially going into my freshman year of college. So it was about, do you remember the kick six? Of course you do, against Auburn. And he came to Alabama, and we watched the game together, and Alabama had lost. And he was like, I think you should try to walk on the team. You know, I think you're a great player. I've always thought that. I think you play with the best, and you might as well owe it to yourself just to go out there and try to compete. So I walked on in the spring and just – walked on with about 50, 60 guys. And first thing we did was ran four laps. And I made sure I won that, the four laps, you know. And that cut down like half the people. And then we did our fourth quarter program. And it was pretty challenging, you know. It's always talked about at Alabama. And then later on, a couple months later in the spring game, I had played. But my dad had passed earlier that day of the spring game. So, but it's been a blessing just to be at Alabama. It's definitely an unbelievable experience.
This is an unbelievable story. First of all, were you a preferred walk-on or just a regular walk-on?
I was a regular walk-on. Shiny shoes, knocking on the door, just hoping to play, seeing what's going on.
And very rarely does a non-preferred walk-on really get a lot of attention. I've talked to a lot of walk-ons, not a lot, but a few here in Mobile. And basically, aren't you just members of the scout team for 4 years and you just get pushed around by the big kids?
Yes, sir. You know, I put my 2 years in, but I think Coach Saban saw, you know, that I was more of a perfectionist than anything. And, you know, he believed in me. We had separate meetings. And, you know, he helped me work on my technique. Coach Cochran helped me get bigger and stronger in the weight room. And, you know, I was awarded a scholarship my junior year, going into junior season.
And eventually became a starter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, this past year.
So what would your advice be to a walk-on, a non-preferred walk-on?
Never give up, you know, especially when you believe in yourself. I think that's the greatest asset I think I had. I believed in myself, and I had people who supported me, definitely my family, and then the coaches as well.
Let me ask you this. Going through the process of being a walk-on, how were you treated by Coach Saban?
Coach Saban was amazing. I mean, I think he pays attention to everyone on his team. You know, he knew my name. Like after a couple months, actually he first started calling me Bo Wallace. He said he had a player named Bo Wallace that he used to coach, and I reminded him of him. So, but he wouldn't. You know, the receiver coach wanted me to go over there. One of the receiver GA coaches wanted me to play receiver, and he wouldn't let me because he liked my length and just my attention to detail.
And he also spends a lot of time with the defensive backs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what was that like? Now, did he spend a lot of time with you even though you weren't a scholarship player?
He spent a lot of time with every single DB. He's almost the DB coach, really. He's making adjustments. He's in there because, you know, that's his big focus, the defense, of course. And then just being able to spend that time with Coach Saban in the DB room, it just helps you that much more on the field, you know, in the preparation.
Levi Wallace, our guest here on WNSP. All right, take us back to the national championship game. There it is, overtime. The quarterback change has been made. We got a lot of feedback from those that were on the offensive side of the ball. What were you thinking on the sidelines when Tua throws that ball there in overtime?
Last play, right?
Oh, yeah. Is there any other? No.
Yeah, no. And it was just right after a sack.
Yeah.
Defense just sitting there. We stopped until a field goal, so we were excited about that. And then, Tua did a great job just with recognizing what Georgia was in. I saw what they were in as well because, Georgia and Alabama, we ran pretty much the same defense. And Tua did a great job looking out the safety. And then, we were all looking at the board and we saw which receiver he threw it to, and it was Tay Smith, and he has some of the best hands on the team. And as soon as we saw that it was him, everyone just got up. I threw my helmet. We were all running on the field. It was pretty exciting.
So after you get them to field goal, but then they sack, and so now you're facing, I think, second and 16 or so. Are you guys mentally preparing? All right, it looks like we're probably going to have to go out there again, or are you sitting back waiting to see what happens? Or are you guys mentally preparing to say, all right, it's second and long here, probably going to have to get back out there?
That wasn't going through my mind, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, we're one play at a time, anything could happen. I think our offensive coaches do a great job, just like they did. We believe in the offense, just like they believe in us. So, we're always ready to go back. That's just how we're trained. Coach Pruitt was on the sideline, we might have to go back out there. No matter what happens, they're not going to score. And that's just our mentality.
Did you get the feeling on defense that you were playing against Alabama's having Kirby Smart there as a coach prior, that it was almost like playing against Alabama for all those years that that he was at Alabama, the offense they ran?
A little bit. It kind of felt more like we were playing against LSU, one of those big games where teams are just running the ball, trying to create a new line of scrimmage, seeing who's more physical. That's the type of game it felt like.
Talking with Levi Wallace, I wanted to ask you also on that last play. Well, actually, go back to halftime.
Mm-hmm.
What did Coach Saban announce to the team that he was changing quarterbacks, or was it just basically to the two quarterbacks?
I think it was probably just to the two quarterbacks. Offense and defense, when we're in the locker rooms, we don't sit next to each other. Defense is going over corrections and offense as well. And then we got the ball during the second half, and the defense was just looking at the board. And we noticed, the ball's coming out of somebody's left hand, and it looked kind of funny. And we looked up, and we were like, is that Tua? And we're like, okay, offense, But, like I said, he came in and did a great job, and we're proud of him.
Levi, after the game, the end, and all the that's going on, and the celebration, who's the first person you either shook hands with or hugged?
I think it was Aunt Averett, the other corner on the opposite side of me. He's my best friend on the team. And, it was just to come back and win like that, it was special. And, he was my roommate all season. Just to have a guy like that next to you just motivating you definitely helped me a lot.
You have overcome a lot of obstacles to get where you are. I mean, the walk-on and to go to Alabama is a walk-on, which is quite a feat. What about the NFL now?
I mean, I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'm excited being here at the Senior Bowl. Many great guys, great receivers to match up against. Just see my skill set. I'm excited just to compete against those guys.
Quickly, I got to ask you, the last regular season game of the year, what happened in that one?
I mean, Auburn, great team. It was a great place to play. The environment was crazy. I don't think I heard myself. I could barely hear myself think, during half the game. But something we had to fix. I think we took winning for granted, like Coach Saban said.
A needed loss at the time in order to rectify the situation before you got to the playoffs?
I mean, I think, I don't know if it was a needed loss, but we definitely learned from our mistakes. This is such a high standard at Alabama where we're not supposed to lose any games, but it definitely was an eye-opener, and it helped us the team that we were for the playoffs.
And it certainly didn't hurt that Auburn's two biggest rivals were playing on the college football's biggest stage, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Levi, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this week and moving forward with your prospects for the NFL. We really appreciate you stopping by.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right.